Did I forget my headphones? Yeah, I did. So I've been spent the last 10 minutes running around the studio trying to piece together a set of headphones, which I have done that now. Hey, it's Kevin Ryder. What's up, party people? Welcome to the new year. I am happy to be here. We have What's Up with Florida, where people there learned that when bullets go up, they also have to come back down. We have a Who's Naked Now story that's pretty spectacular. 420 catch of the day, which I think you'll love. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Bright Eyes at the Hollywood Bowl. And all day, we've got this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
I like you. You have balls. I like balls.
If you had tickets for Morrissey, you deserve what you got.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
I very much prefer fireworks to guns. When you're celebrating, perhaps New Year's Eve, you shoot a firework, it goes up, it explodes, it's beautiful, everybody's happy. You shoot a bullet up into the air like they did in Florida, and it comes back down.
Celebrating the new year turned into a close call with gunfire. That's happened this morning at the Falcon Trace neighborhood off Orange County.
That is Orange County in Florida.
Just take a close look at some of these bullet holes that police found. Only Channel 9's J.J. Burton spoke to the homeowners, and J.J., they are understandably very shaken up.
What goes up must come down.
We're in a park where there's tons of houses. Those bullets could have gone into any of those homes and harmed anyone in those homes. Two holes in this lanai screen and a third hole in this shattered bedroom window.
All in one house. I wonder where the shooter was.
In the Falcon Trace neighborhood.
Could it really be a bullet?
Yes, these are in fact bullet holes, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office.
Dude, why are you yelling at her?
I was shocked, was not believing it could be true.
She lives in this house with her parents, and they believe this happened sometime after midnight, the shooter probably celebrating the new year.
And that's how you're starting the 2026 year off.
The bullets came down and hit the house just after midnight on New Year's Eve. I wonder if they could have been celebrating.
This shattered window is her parents' bedroom. Her sick mother was in their sleep when this happened.
Dude, stop yelling.
Thankfully, a wood stand was in front of the window at the time.
The wood barrier wasn't there, like the furniture. It would have hit him. The trajectory would have been straight to the bedroom, into the bed.
It makes it even more scary.
Yes.
Your parents dying. That's scary, right?
Like, it would have been a different call we would be making.
They're not the only Central Florida family starting the new year off like this.
I'm now in front of another house and still yelling.
And look at the bullet hole in this wall. And Volusia County Sheriff deputies say a woman was asleep in bed when this happened.
This is a bullet that came from ground level. Somebody just shooting into the house.
And the bullet they found under her pillow.
That woman already had the best 2026 possible. The bullet was under her pillow.
And deputies arrested this man, Alex Gomez, for firing into a house. This woman has a message for gun owners.
If you're going to have a gun, you have to be a safe gun owner.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You're not supposed to be shooting up in the air celebratory or anywhere else.
You are adorable.
Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Lori.
Lori, you're caller 20.
Oh, that's great.
You get tickets so to see excited. The to see Foo Fighters, which is happening 1 week from Wednesday.
Oh, wow, that's soon.
That's soon. Yep, enjoy.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I don't know if you remember this. You probably don't, but I told you a story around Thanksgiving of last year, 2025, about this Altadena homeowner who has a 500-pound bear living under his house named Ken Johnson. And I never found out what happened, how they got the bear out and, you know, what it took and all that kind of stuff. So when I was coming back to work from the holiday, I looked up the story, and it turns out that the bear is still under the house. Last Thanksgiving, the bear's still there.
A bear has been living in a crawl space underneath Ken Johnson's home in Altadena for more than a month.
This story started before the holidays.
Department of Fish and Wildlife officers returned to a home in Altadena where a bear has camped out under a home for the last month with no sign of leaving.
What do you mean no sign of leaving? We're leaving it up to the bear to make up his mind? What?
The homeowner says he plans to sue the agency, claiming they aren't doing enough to help him.
I don't know about you, but I would be scared out of my mind if I knew there was a 500-pound bear right under my feet. For one night, I wouldn't sleep. This guy's been there a month, and the bear is still there.
The 500-pound black bear is also damaging his property.
The homeowner told me this morning that he's now working on getting an attorney and considering legal action against the state.
Yeah, I would assume there's a bear under my house. I call Fish and Wildlife. They come take it away. That's how it should work.
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife removed a bear trap on property, and he's been told to just wait it out until the bear leaves.
You can't close up shop if you're the wildlife experts with the bear still under the house. You took away the trap and you told the guy to wait for the bear to change its mind. Waiting for the bear to change its mind. Here's the homeowner. You can tell he's been beaten down by this.
This has gone on long enough, and it's something that they should deal with. I mean, it's a tagged bear. They've dealt with it before, and now it's back. And it's just going to keep on doing this.
Johnson says the California Department of Fish and Wildlife recently stopped taking action to remove the bear.
You know what? You guys gave it a good try. Put a couple of sprays in there that smell bad to try and get it out. You put a bear trap. I guess there's nothing you can do.
Well, now what? It's all up to me. What am I going to do? Crawl down there and you know, have my back to that narrow alley and then turn around and find him breathing down my neck?
Now he's considering suing.
I'm not a suing other people type person, but in this case, I think I'm with the homeowner.
Damages, all this pain and suffering going through the last month. You know, the frustration, all the time I spent trying to, you know, do the things that they recommend to deter a bear.
Yeah, listen, we're not going to get it out, but here are some things you could try.
And they probably would work if this was a fresh bear right out of the mountains. But this bear has been around this neighborhood. He's not afraid of anything.
Makes you wonder if the bear has been under other houses that didn't know it.
Johnson's biggest concern is the damage that the bear is causing. He says he's already broken a strap holding a gas line in place, and it's now vulnerable.
Plus death.
So he shut off the gas to the home for his own safety.
I'm just exhausted from the whole thing. You know, I get my mind off it for a little bit, and then suddenly I get flooded back with, oh, that's right, can't take a hot shower.
I would have abandoned that house on the first night I couldn't take a hot shower. Anyone else's couch. Long as there's a bear not underneath it.
Since he's discovered the bear underneath his home around Thanksgiving, he's tried everything he can think of to lure the bear out.
I love an air horn.
California Department of Fish and Wildlife personnel also tried. They used air horns, chemical scents, and set a trap. The goal was to get the bear to leave on its own, but so far none of it has worked.
Okay, so how are you going to solve this?
They still have a recording device on property, but they did remove the bear trap.
Excellent. They'll watch from afar. Good. Solid plan. I like it.
The agency sent a statement saying in part, quote, we remain committed to helping this homeowner and have never indicated otherwise, and went on to say CDFW has and will continue to engage with the homeowner to advise on hazing methodologies and the critical need to close the crawl space, monitor cameras, and offer support to help ensure the bear leaves the crawl space and finds more suitable habitat.
They're literally going to wait for a 500-pound bear who's found a nice, cold, dark spot to hide and to hibernate. I don't know what they do. They grow new skin and then shed it. What happens when they mature?
Oh, are you stupid?
A little less than an hour from right now, we have the 420 catch of the day. It is our new music feature here on K-Rock. I like weird moments. Weird moments for me are the color in a black and white world. I just love it. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. I got a gift for Christmas from a relative. It's a book called Nuclear War, a Scenario. This is a Christmas gift. So everybody's sitting around and everybody's watching me closely. And they're looking, and they're trying to figure out, like, oh, it's a book? Okay. What's the title? Nuclear War, a Scenario. So now everybody's on high alert. Because how am I going to respond? I can't say that I've always wanted this because I really haven't, but I do find it hilarious. So I started laughing and then I realized that the gift wasn't a joke. So then I tried to stop laughing and that works even worse. So I started reading it because I was fascinated. Nuclear War, a Scenario. A nuclear bomb blows up over Washington, D.C. That's how the book starts. What happens from there? And then as we all get into nuclear war? What happens after that? What's a blast area? What happens at 1 mile? What happens at 5 miles? What happens at 10 miles? And I was just so fascinated by that. Was the one moment that sticks out to me from Christmas. I love all my gifts. This one's my favorite. And I'll let you know how it ends.
That Foo Fighters show we've been telling you about, January 14th, is a week from Wednesday. So we've got your tickets coming up again a little bit later on today's show on the world famous K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I have the 420 catch of the day on the way right now. It's time for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Megan Holliday is off, so I will do the three weird and wild New Year's Eve traditions from around the world. In Germany, they smash plates for good luck. New Year's Eve doesn't begin with champagne. It begins with chaos. It is the tradition of Polterbend. Involves smashing old plates, porcelain, ceramic dishes outside homes. Friends and family gather together, deliberately breaking as much crockery as possible. The louder the crash, the better the luck for the upcoming year. That seems expensive. Speaking of expensive, number two, if you're walking on the streets of Naples on New Year's Eve, look up. People throw old chairs, tables, lamps, and even televisions out their windows. The act symbolizes letting go of the past. Broken relationships, bad luck, painful memories, negative experiences. The more dramatic the object, the more powerful the message. The old year's over. And nothing should weigh you down into the new year. And finally, in Spain, number three, New Year's Eve is a race against time with grapes. As the clock strikes midnight, everybody's ready. They all have 12 grapes. And people must eat all 12 grapes, one for each chime of the clock. And each grape represents 1 month of the coming year. And successfully swallowing all 12 before that final chime ensures good luck, prosperity, and happiness. There's nothing sexier than watching a bunch of people cram their pie holes full of grapes all at once. And that's three things at four on K-Rock.
K-R-L-Q. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I couldn't love this song more. It is called Zombie from Youngblood. We played this last year from his album Idols on the 420 catch of the day, and now it's Youngblood plus the Smashing Pumpkins. So it is Billy Corgan and Youngblood doing his song Zombie together, and Youngblood has said that Zombie was already heavily influenced by the Pumpkins' blend of emotion and big cinematic guitars, so he asked Billy Corgan to reimagine it, and here it is. 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. That is Zombie by Youngblood and Smashing Pumpkins. It is the 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. Foo Fighters are doing a charity show a week from Wednesday. That is January 14th, and it's raising money for Hope the Mission and the Los Angeles Mission. We're giving away tickets. We'll give some more away in a few minutes on K-Rock. It's the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Got some tickets for you to see Bright Eyes at Hollywood Bowl coming up. I'll tell you how to win those in a second on K-Rock. Do you make top 10, do you make resolutions at the new year? I have learned that that doesn't work for me. So I pick a goal, which I'm writing a book. I want to finish the book. So I pick that goal and I try to figure out which habits will get me there. And the habit of writing 10 minutes a day is the one I'm choosing because I can do that. And if I fail, it's okay. I keep trying to do it. But here are the top 10 resolutions that people make in the new year. And then I want to take your phone calls at 800-520-1067. If you've, I want to find out who failed the quickest. You wanted to do something for the whole year, and I am positive you've already failed. That's who I want to talk to at 800-520-1067. The top 10 resolutions. Number 10, travel more, live life to the fullest. Number 9, spend more time with family and friends. Number 8, learn a new skill or hobby, like a language or an instrument. Number 7, get organized, declutter, better time management. Number 6, improve mental health, be happier. Great. Number 5, improve physical health. Number 4, save more money, spend less.
Number 3, 2, and 1 are basically the same thing. Number 3 is eat healthier. Number 2 is lose weight. And number 1 is exercise more. So those are the top 10 New Year's resolutions. And I want to take your calls at 800-520-1067. If you've already failed, your New Year's resolution, what was your resolution and how quickly did you fail? I want to find somebody that failed the same night because I believe that those people are out there. For the winner this hour, we have tickets for Bright Eyes. They're playing the Hollywood Bowl in May of this year on a special 21 years of Wide Awake and Digital Ash with the band Moldy Peaches. It's being promoted as the full album performance of I'm Wide Awake, It's Morning, and Digital Ash in a Digital Urn. They're going to play both albums in one night. So that is Bright Eyes at the Hollywood Bowl in May. Those are the tickets that you are calling for. But I'm looking for stories of your New Year's resolutions and how you blew it. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. New Year's resolution?
Eat healthier, but I'm eating McDonald's right now. I got a toy and everything.
Listen, I gave up trying to quit McDonald's. I just work everything else around it.
The soda, especially. There's something about their soda that's better.
There is something about their soda that's better. That is absolutely true, and I'm not sure what it is. Taking your phone calls on already ruined New Year's resolutions, 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls at 800-520-1067 on the shortest amount of time with your New Year's resolution. Got a lot of people on hold who failed that night, New Year's Eve. Talk to you coming up on K-Rock. Taking your phone calls, I find this year it's always funny to hear people talk about their New Year's resolutions that they've already ruined. And the best call this hour, you get tickets to see Bright Eyes playing the Hollywood Bowl. It's a special 21 years of Wide Awake and Digital Ash, along with Moldy Peaches. They're going to play both that album and I'm Wide Awake, It's Morning, and Digital Ash in a Digital Urn, is what I meant to say. So that is Bright Eyes, Hollywood Bowl, May 23rd for the best call. K-Rock, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi. So New Year's resolutions, what do you got?
Okay, so mine was to start a routine, like have an evening routine, whether that's washing my face and putting on face cream, flossing. Listen, we're getting old. We got to take care of ourselves, so right. We don't do it.
Right.
And then I somehow convinced myself after midnight that it's technically supposed to start on the night of the first.
I knew it!
And put myself right to sleep, did not wash that face, nothing.
Well,
I was like,
well done.
I failed.
How have you done the first through now?
I'm not going to lie. It's the fifth now. I'm 4 for 5.
All right. That's not bad.
So I'm not doing bad.
Failing the first night is not ideal.
It is not. And, you know, it was the convincing that I convinced myself that
course.
It didn't start that night. It started the first, not the, you know, midnight.
Of course. You can rationalize anything. I love it.
Exactly. It was fun, though.
I'll bet. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I'm calling about the New Year's resolution.
Yes, what do you got?
My wife and I decided that we were going to try to do, like, a dry January.
Yep.
And that didn't even last, like, the same day. We just kind of decided we were going to make it damp January and cut back. There was absolutely no sobriety involved. We just kind of said, we're going to skip that and just figure out some other way to.
There's no such thing as damp January. That's hilarious, though.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we just kind of made it up on the fly. I actually have to give credit to my wife. She's the one that came up with it. And I said, you know what? That sounds good. We'll go with that.
She's very funny. Did you fail on New Year's Eve that night?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
I mean, I had, like, you know, a bourbon.
Job well done. K-Rock, hello.
Well, I'm a type 2 diabetic, so my resolution was to stop eating sugar, lower my A1HC, and lose weight.
Okay.
And at 12:01, I was drinking beer and soda, ate some shit that I shouldn't have been eating, and the only exercise I got was going back and forth.
Between what? I think that guy died. What a bummer this early in the year.
Okay, I'm here, so.
Too late, bro. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, New Year's Eve resolution?
Hey, no more masturbating. 6 goddamn minutes.
Why would you make that resolution?
Well, you know, I was getting tendonitis, you know.
Of course. Carpal tunnel.
Exactly, man.
800-520-1067. Your New Year's resolution that you've already ruined. 800-520-1067. More tickets for you to see Foo Fighters a week from Wednesday, the 14th of January at the Forum, coming up in a half hour on K-Rock. I have Tony on the line with me. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You called, your wife came up with the idea of damp January when you were talking about New Year's resolutions. First it was dry January, and then you segged right into damp January.
Yeah, that's right. I thought it was kind of a bit of an innovative workaround, kind of a compromise.
It kind of was. It's not a compromise so much as it is giving in, but I enjoy it. It was entertaining, and you're our winner.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm so excited. I can't believe it.
You get to see Bright Eyes. They're headlining the Hollywood Bowl May 23rd. They're playing two of their albums. I'm Wide Awake, It's Morning, and Digital Ash in a Digital Urn. They're going to play them in full, so congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I am so excited. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. Hold on. Speaking of New Year, do you guys remember the bear that was under the house like a month ago? I looked for an update on that story, and there is one.
A bear has been living in a crawl space underneath Ken Johnson's home in Altadena for more than a month.
This story started before the holidays.
Department of Fish and Wildlife officers returned to a home in Altadena where a bear has camped out under a home for the last month with no sign of leaving.
What do you mean no sign of leaving? We're leaving it up to the bear to make up his mind? What?
The homeowner says he plans to sue the agency, claiming they aren't doing enough to help him.
I don't know about you, but I would be scared out of my mind if I knew there was a 500-pound bear right under my feet. For one night, I wouldn't sleep. This guy's been there a month, and the bear is still there.
The 500-pound black bear is also damaging his property.
The homeowner told me this morning that he's now working on getting an attorney and considering legal action against the state.
Yeah, I would assume there's a bear under my house. I call Fish and Wildlife. They come take it away. That's how it should work.
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife removed a bear trap on property, and he's been told to just wait it out until the bear leaves.
You can't close up shop if you're the wildlife experts with the bear still under the house. You took away the trap, and you told the guy to wait for the bear to change its mind. Waiting for the bear to change its mind. Here's the homeowner. You can tell he's been beaten down by this.
This has gone on long enough, and it's something that they should deal with. I mean, it's a tagged bear. They've dealt with it before, and now it's back. And it's just going to keep on doing this.
Johnson says the California Department of Fish and Wildlife recently stopped taking action to remove the bear.
You know what? You guys gave it a good try. Put a couple of sprays in there that smell bad to try and get it out. You put a bear trap. I guess there's nothing you can do.
Well, now what? It's all up to me. What am I going to do? Crawl down there and you know, have my back to that narrow alley and then turn around and find him breathing down my neck?
Now he's considering suing.
I'm not a suing other people type person, but in this case, I think I'm with the homeowner.
Damages, all this pain and suffering going through the last month. You know, the frustration, all the time I spent trying to, you know, do the things that they recommend to deter a bear.
Yeah, listen, we're not going to get it out, but here are some things you could try.
And they probably would work if this was a fresh bear right out of the mountains. But this bear has been around this neighborhood. He's not afraid of anything.
Makes you wonder if the bear has been under other houses that didn't know it.
Johnson's biggest concern is the damage that the bear is causing. He says he's already broken a strap holding a gas line in place, and it's now vulnerable.
Plus, death.
So he shut off the gas to the home for his own safety.
I'm just exhausted from the whole thing. You know, I get my mind off it for a little bit, and then suddenly I get flooded back with, oh, that's right, can't take a hot shower.
I would have abandoned that house on the first night I couldn't take a hot shower. Anyone else's couch. Long as there's a bear not underneath it.
Since he's discovered the bear underneath his home around Thanksgiving, he's tried everything he can think of to lure the bear out.
I love an air horn.
California Department of Fish and Wildlife personnel also tried. They used air horns, chemical scents, and set a trap. The goal was to get the bear to leave on its own, but so far none of it has worked.
Okay, so how are you going to solve this?
They still have a recording device on property, but they did remove the bear trap.
Excellent. They'll watch from afar. Good. Solid plan. I like it.
The agency sent a statement saying in part, quote, "We remain committed to helping this homeowner and have never indicated otherwise," and went on to say CDFW has and will continue to engage with the homeowner to advise on hazing methodologies and the critical need to close the crawl space, monitor cameras, and offer support to help ensure the bear leaves the crawl space and finds more suitable habitat.
They're literally going to wait for a 500-pound bear who's found a nice, cold, dark spot to hide and to hibernate. I don't know what they do. They grow new skin and then shed it. What happens when they mature?
Oh, are you stupid?
Your chance to win tickets to see Foo Fighters at the Forum a week from Wednesday, coming up at 6 o'clock right here on K-Rock.